Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Morim Rosh Shichli Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Shmuel. The schus Yocheved Fega Bas Michal Yis Basia. The schus Chana Gittel Bas Naomi Eliza. The schus Baruch Ben Miriam. Brius Hashleima. Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Baron, and it's based on the Sefer Imre Ruvain. B'chambam, in the fourth parak of Shemitah B'Yovel, Lachavdala writes, Mitzisese l'hashmit kol ma shetotz eretz b'shvi'is. Shenemar v'hashvi'is tishmitena unitashta. Chono karmo sog sadeu b'shvi'is bitul mitzisese. It's mitzisese to be mashmit whatever the earth brings out in the seventh year. It says the seventh year, you should be mashmit, tishmitener, natashta, and abandon the field. And if you lack your vineyard, or you make a fence around your field on Shvius, then you're mevatel mitzis esse. In the Sefer Derech Emuna, he writes, mitzis esse lahashmit l'tzonei loymer lahafkir. You have to be mafkir your field in the seventh year. That's what it means, lahashmit, lahafkir. V'yesh ha'emrim, continue the derech emuna, shimeno mafkir eno hefkir. That if you're not mafkir the field, it's not hefkir. V'al chazanish echriya ka'poiskim, shikai mimeno mafkir have a hefkir. The chazanish was machriya, decided like those poskim, that if you're not mafkir the field, it's still hefkir mimela, the hafkos of the malgu, that it's the hafkah of the king. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it hefkir mekom mekom, Yesh gam mitzvah la bailim la hafkir, but it's still a mitzvah la bailim to be mafkir the field. And the makor of the derech amun is brought in the tzion halacha sham and os resh pehei from his father and the kilas yankiv and mesechus yivamis. That even though it says afkasa de malka that a kadosh baruch was mafkir the fields, nevertheless it's a mitzvah la bailim to be mafkir as well. So we have to understand if it's an afkasa de malka, so mahosif abailim, so in the Sefer Torah Se'eretz, he proves from this kashya, not like the Derech Amun in the name of the Kilas Yankiv. In the Sefer Torah Se'eretz, he writes, V'nira de l'chitas hamabit v'amarit, sha'peros nasu hefka me'atzma me'afkasa de rachmona, if we follow the mabit and the maharit, that the peros become hefker on their own, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafkir, it's afkasa de rachmona, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hafka, Ain shum mitzvah la bailim la hafkir aperos bepe. There's no mitzvah on the bailim to be mafkir the peris verbally. Vupashit misvara. And this is logically most compelling. Dema Yosef teis hafkir ala shala bailim. So there's no mitzvah in the Bailim to be mafkir the peiros b'peh. And this is, like I said, logically compelling. Because what does it help? The Bailim are mafkir, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafkir, even if the Bailim are holding on to it. And how's it shaykh to say the bailim are mafkir, what's already mufko? How can you make onulus what's already onulus? We see lahedji in the Torah Se'aretz that ein acha afkasa de malka klum. It's after you have afkasa de malka, that's the whole story. There's nothing else to talk about. There's no need for us to be mafkir. The yefshe lahafkir davar shukvar hefkir min meil avu pashat misvara. So the derech amun in the name of the kilas yankif, that there's a mitzvah in the bailim afkiran, tzarech biur. What does it help? What does it add if the Bailim are mafkir, since it's the hefker of the Torah? In the Sefer Ber Chaim, he's miyashiv the Kilas Yankiv. That's brought by the Derech Amun with the Kilas Yankiv and other places who explains. He says like this: Achaemasi shakilas Yankiv atzmo biel dvorov makoyim acher.
Shamo is
דהרי בשביעס בלאו הכי אינו שלא מכוח הפקוס את המלכה. אלא שהבעל מחויב לנטוש בפועל לסדר ולעוזר ולכל הבליטו וללנק במנהג ביילס. That the hefker is not regular hefker that he's mafkia his chus, because on shvius anyway it's not his, and shvius anyway God took it away from him, but rather the bialim has to actively leave his field to anybody who wants to come and take the fruit, and not to be noyeg a minig of bialis on this field. And so to the kilas yankiv and meseches rosh hashana simon yud beis writes Lahedya, Eino Tzorich Lahafgir Befe Eschus HaMomen Shela Rak Chayav Lintoish V'Laza V'Yisem Kedavah Mufko V'Lo Yishleit Shela Yishleit V'Lo Yishleit Aleyim. So you don't have to be mafgir verbally your Eschus HaMomen in the field. You just have to leave the field Kedavah Mufko. So in other words, what the Kilas Yankiv was saying was that not that you have to verbally say it's Hefker, but rather leave the field. That's your job. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it Hefker on paper, so to speak. Officially it's Hefker, but you have to, the job of the landowner is to leave the field empty, to free to anybody who wants to come in. Only problem is that it doesn't sound like that from the Derech Emunah, because the Derech Emunah writes, Mitzvah Sesei Lahashmid Ritzon Olam Lahafker. He writes Hefker, it's Mashmi Hefker Kipshuto, what we call Hefker, not just leaving, you know, making it, verbalizing the Hefker, saying this is ownerless, and then he quotes the Chazon Ish, who says, Yesh Mgam Mitzvah La Bailim La Hefkiran. If he's not Mafkir Bepeh, it's not Hefker. Yesh Omrim that if he's not Mafkir Bepeh, it's not Hefker. Chazon Ish was Machweh like the Poskim, that even if he's not mafkir bepeh, it's hefker memela dafkasa de malka. And mikol makom, even though it's going to be hefker no matter what, there's a mitzvah on the bialim lafkir. And so this is not like the Sefer Be'er Chaim explains, which is what he's quoting from the stipler himself. In other words, the way the Derech Emunah quotes the stipler is that you have to be mafkir bepeh. That's the clear mashmos. But what the Hilas Yankiv himself, what the stipler himself says, is that this Hefker is not verbalizing the Hefker. It's not verbalizing the Hefker, but it's leaving the field. Darei b'shvi is b'lav ha'chein o'shel ha'shel b'ayla m'chuyiv Lintoish befoil es sadeu, or like the lashon of the Kilas Yankiv in Rosh Hashanah. Eino tzorich lahafkir befeh eschus hamamon shelo, rak chayav lintoish v'lavois en kedavar mufkor shelo yishlot aleim. So, that is the Kilas Yankiv. So if anyone goes to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Bala Derech Emunah, you can ask that your father himself said it's not Pshat in regular Hefker, but Pshat is that you have to just abandon the field. Igros Moshe in Yeredeh Chelek Gimel Simen Tzadi says that you have to be mafkir bepeh. Again, as the Derech Emunah learns, that you have to be mafkir bepeh, and again, then we're left with the kasha of what good is it to be mafkir bepeh if it's already afkasa de malka. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mafkir. Why does it help that you're mafkir? So, in the Sefer Shiurei Reb Shmuel, in Os Kuf Yud Aleph, in Maseches Nedarim, he asks on the mitzvah to be makdish a bechor. A bechor is kadosh merechem. So if a bechor is kadosh merechem, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah to be makdish, even though it's kadosh merechem. So what's the mitzvah? How could it be a mitzvah to be makdish something that's already mukdash, like over here? How can you say to be mafkir something that's already mufkar? So he writes, he brings divrei Rav Mibrisk, ulefize bebechor b'mitzvah lakdisho vade den kavanas atayra sheze dibro ba'alma. Ve'al kochach dechoshiv zem maise hekde, shvaf lo chol shum chalos kedusha al yidei zeh. Da kvar kodesh u mikol mokom al kochach de atayra achshave al kopanim le maise hekde. וזה גם כן קושי דקיים לא אוכל שום חלויס קידוש על ידי זה איך נחשב למעשה הקדש. בשלם מהר שייך שיצפה אסף על זה סיבה נוספת להקדש שייך לא מתחשב למעשה הקדש. על כאב ננקטינן באחר שכבר קודש ושייך שיצפה אסף עוד סיבה להקדש ואיך נחשב למעשה הקדש. So the Brisker Rav says that it's a doesn't mean that it's stam adibur. It's a maisa hekdesh, even though there's no chalais kedusha, because it's already holy. But the Torah was machshav this to a maisa hekdesh. And the kasha is, what type of maisa hekdesh is it? If it's already kadosh. So how can you have a Maisa Hekdesh? What are you adding? So we have the same kasha with Hefker and the same kasha with Hekdesh. How can you be Mafker a field that's already Mufker? According to those poskim, say you have to be Mafker, that it's Afkasa the Malka. And nevertheless, you have to be Mafker. And how can you be Makdish an animal that the Bukhor is Kadosh Merechem? And yet, you have to go and be Makdish this animal. What Maisa Hekdesh is there here? So what's going on over here? The Ridbaz says an incredible chiddush, and that is that there's two ofanei hefker of shvius. Number one, the hefker of the Torah. Number two, the hefker of man. If the man is mafgir, then it's chal through the person. And if the man isn't mafgir, then it's chal the Torah, because it's as if the Torah is waiting for the man to be mafgir. And if he doesn't do it, then the Torah backs him up and does it. So that's an incredible chiddush. Rav Shimon Shkop was very bothered by the notion of it being a bohor being kadosh merechem. And yet you have to go and be makdish it, that even though it's already kadosh, you have to go and be makdish it. Same idea. How could it be that it's already hefker and you have to be mafkir it? So the Ritbaz was mechadesh, that even though that it's really not like that, that it's only hefker by the Torah if you're not mafkir it. If you're mafkir, then it's mafkir through the mufkir through the person. And if you are mafkir, then if you are mafkir, it's mafkir to the person. And if he's not, then the Torah is mafkir. That's a huge chiddush. So if Shimon was bothered, how could it be kaddish from the Torah? If it's kaddish from the Torah, what's the point of the person being makdish, the bechor? So he says a chiddush mamish, pillar plus of a chiddush, that what the Torah means is that the person, when he's makdish, the animals mafkia the kedusha, and now the kedushas adam is chal. Either it's going to be kedushas haTorah if the person isn't makdish it, and if the person is makdish the animal, the bechor, then the kedusha of the Torah is going to go away, and then the kedusha of the adam is going to be chal. Again, that's a half-level fella, like a chiddush. It's mamish. It's even hard to say. But Rabbi Shimon says it, so we have 25 billion pounds of respect for Moreno of Rabbeinu Hagon Rabbi Shimon Zatzal. B'li shum sofik v'sheila klal uklal. So, in the Sefer Mishneh Siyavitz, Rav Zsolti has the very famous Mishneh Siyavitzes on Erech Chaim, on Yerideya, on Choshen Mishpat, beautiful, beautiful Svar. He has maybe a less well-known Sefer on Shemitah, the whole Sefer on Rambam Hilchos Shemitah, beautiful Sefer. So he writes, Shekosav HaRambam, Sefer HaMitzah, Mitzah Kufna Medalit, Hishet Tzivanu L'Havkir, Kol Ma Shetitzmach Aretz, B'Shnas HaShmit, Avhitir Tzmichas Karkoisenu, Kulam L'Chol Adam, V'Uam Reiz Baruch, V'Ashviz, Tishmetenu Retash, Mitzah Kufna Medalit, Kosav, Hishet Tzivanu L'Kadei, Shnas HaChamishim, Loi Ma Levatil HaAvoyde Bo, Kmo HaShmitah, והרבי הרכוסו שניין הקדושה בו שיהיו פרוסיה ותבורס המפקרים. אמר כי יובל היא קודש תהיה לכם, והנה מהי קודש תהיה לכם. כסיב גב היובל, המדין דה פרס שביס תופס את דמיה, כמבור בסוכה, לפני מהם בייס, וברם המקמן פרק רב הלך ההי, ולפי זה נמצא, ויש שרי קוי קרוי, שפרוס שביס הם הפקר. Chada dechsiv ha-shviyas tishmetenu nitashta, v'ayim shen mitzvah lahafgir peris shviyas, v'ol dechsiv kodesh tiyah lechem, k'mo shkosev ha-rambam, shein ha-kedusha ba shiu peroseh v'tvuosa mufkorim, v'ayim shzoi etzem ha-din kodesh ish ba peris shviyas, v'ashem mufkorim lakol v'zeh lemeidim me'akosu, kodesh tiyah lechem, k'lem v'ashem mufkorim lechem. So the Mishneh Siyavitz brings the Rambam, and say for a mitzvah kufla medalid, that you have to be mafkir, whatever the land is matzmiach in the seventh year, and to let everybody take it, that's what it means, v'ashmiyas tishmeten retashta, and a mitzvah kufla medvav, that we have to sanctify the 50th year, we have to be mevatel our avodah in the 50th year, and there's kedusha, peroseh v'tuasa mufkarim, there's a kedusha, and the peros and the tuah are mufkar, Amar ki yovel hi kodesh tiyah lachem, that in the 50th year, it's like Shemitah, that it's holy and the peres are mufkar. And from this pasuk, kodesh tiyah lachem legabe yovel, we learn that peres shviyas tofes es damea, that when you buy shviyas, you buy fruits with money, so the kedusha of the shviyas is tofes the money. And now the money is sanctified. Well, the fize nimtza, that there are two psukim, that peres shviyas are hefker. Number one, vashmiyas tishmetenu netashta, there's a mitzvah to be mafker peres shviyas, and also kodesh tiyachim, that it's holy. And the holiness is expressed in the fact that you're mafker the peres. It's the lashon of the Rambam, She'inyan ha-kedusha shaba, she'u peroseh tvuasa mufkar. The idea of kedusha is that the peros should be hefker. And again, we learn this pasuk is also talking about Shemitah. So that's the din kodesh that we have over here. That's mufkar. So we have two psukim. So what do you need two psukim for? So, says the...
Mishneh Siyavitz,
שעניין הקדושה ברשו פרסיה ותועס המופקרים. ואוי דין הפקר יש בפרש שביעס מצד הביילן. So the two dine hefker are, the number one, they're hefker mitzad the din of kadosh yesh behem, the chalos kedusha. And this is expressed in the fact that they're hefker, and not for you to keep. The Rambam says the inyan of kedusha is that the parish should be hefker. And there's another din hefker mitzad the bailim, that the bailim have a mitzvah to be mafkir parish shvius. So, in the Sefer Torah Se'oretz, he had asked on the Ritbaz, how can you say that there are two types of hefker and shvius? There's a hefker that the person's mafkir, and then there's the hefker of the Torah. So here we have the two sources, we have two different psukim. And the Mishnah Siyavitz, according to his explanation, one is that there's kedusha, whether you say there's kedusha or not. And number two is that the Bailam are mafkir. It's a mitzvah from the Bailam to be mafkir perish shvius. Right, that's not exactly the same as the Ritbaz, who says that either one is going to be chal or the other. That the Rambam doesn't say, and that the Mishnah Siyavitz doesn't say. That if you're not mafkir, then the Torah is mafkir. If you are mafkir, then the Torah is not mafkir. But now we go weiter in the Mishnah Siyavitz. And he says like this, V'shnei dinei hefker elu, chalukim hem b'yisoy gidlam. These two dinei hefker are fundamentally different. The mashe perus shvius hem hefker mitzad adin kodesh yesh behem. So that the parish shvius are hefker because they've been kodesh, that's done by the Torah. But this hefker isn't mafkia the parish mirshas bailim. It's hefker like the re in Adarim and Peyton Dafnim Gimel Amid Aleph. That hefker is not yotze mirshas bailim, ada osi the rishus zoiche. That hefker doesn't go out of the rishus of the bailim until it comes into the rishus of the zeiche. V'zem muchach shemnamrash hefker zem mitzad din kodesh yesh beperish shvius of course of the malkuk right so a perish mishus bailim. And can lo yashayich lo amrash yesh od mitzvah l'bayim mafkir perish. How could there be a mitzvah in the bailim to be mafkir perish shvius if it's already mufkar al pitorah? So what does the Mishnah Siyavitz say? How does it work? It works like this. That when the Torah is mafkirit, what the Torah means is that it's still in the rishus of the mafkir until it goes into the rishus of the zoche. That's what the hefker of the Torah accomplishes. That's miad sada din kadosh. And then there's a din for the bailim to be mafkir. And that's like the chachamim in Adarim, dafnim gimel amid aleph. The hefker shall bailim miyad yotze mirshus shall bailim. So this is mamisha derech hadasha shel Mishnah Siyavitz. That the hefker of the Torah takes the peiros out of the is the first stage of Hefker, meaning, like we see, according to one opinion in Adar Mem Gimel, that it's not Yotze Mirishus Bailam until it's Asi L'Rishus Zoyche, but this Hefker gives anybody the opportunity to take it. And then there's another Shlav, that the Bailam are Mafkir, that Mamish takes it out of, the Rishus of the owner. And the Bailam are mafkir, so those are the two psukim. And there are two shlavim here. One shlav is that it's anyone can take it, that's already accomplished by the Torah. And that it no longer belongs to the owner, that's accomplished when he's mafkir. And of course, this makes it different than the Bechor Sugya. Because in the Bechor Sugya, we have a case where the animal is already Kadosh, and then the person has to be Makdish it, and we don't understand why. So, we said in both cases, like from the Chiddush of Reb Shimon, in the case of Hefker, it's sort of in limbo. The Rav Bas says that it's that the Torah waits for the person to do it. The Torah is the backup. Either the person's mafkir, or if not, the Torah is. And Rav Shimon says with Hekdesh, it's the same thing. That it's born, it's very similar. It's born Kadosh. And then when the person's makdish it, so he is mafkir, the Kedusha of the Torah, and his Hekdesh is chal on it. But now there's no kesher here between this and the case of Hekdesh. Right? Because in the case of Hefker, there's a special din by Hefker that it doesn't leave the rishus of Hefker, of the owner, until somebody takes it, according to one opinion in the Nedarim and Gimel. So that's what the Torah's Mafa Hefker does, and then the person's Hefker goes weiter and says, no, it's no longer the person's rishus. But that obviously has no parallel by the case of Hekdesh, so then we're still left with the Hekdesh conundrum. How is it that if it's already Kadosh, that a person can go ahead and be Makdish it? What is he accomplishing with that? Another way of understanding the two Hefkers is based on the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayis, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Yud. Asur liktzay tzilonos b'shana shviz kishet chilu losis pri ulehotzi perach b'nei shu goizel b'nei adam shekadosh baruch hu nasem peroseyem l'vnei adam. So the Rambam says you're not allowed to cut down the fruits from the tree in the seventh year when it starts being motzi pri, because he's stealing from people, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the peiros to all people. So, what does the Rambam say? He gave the peiros to all people. So then what would it accomplish now if he's mafkir? He's mafkir his chelek. So the Torah starts asks, what does it help to be mafkir? It's already not yours. The Torah already took it out of your rishus. But the answer is that the afkos of the malka means that Hashem took it out of a specific rishus and gave it to everybody, that everybody has a chelik in it. And when he's mafkir it, he's saying that it's not mine. He's being mafkir, his personal chelik in it. Shach writes in the Aviezeri, Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Dalet, based on the Rambam and the Perish of Mishnayis, he writes, "V'ner me'achar v'ena dinu amafkir elishu afkosa demalka kol echad yochol liskos behem v'achar achrei afkosa demalka enu kal hefker elahem kenesun l'chol Yisrael." He says, "Even after the afkosa demalka, it's not hefker; it's given to everybody." So now we understand that it's given to everybody, and then when he's mafkir his chelek and his peris. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to everybody. Everybody has a chelek. So that's Afkasa de Malka. And when he's mafkir his chelek in the Afkasa de Malka. So this is a obviously a very, very broad topic. Sh'od harbe 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 maladaber. And definitely we have some thoughts to Redden and Leonin. It's very nice. And the Mitzvah Shem, hopefully we will revisit this, because this is the Shemitah year. So this is Mamish and Yani D'Yayma. So please stay tuned for more. And may we be Zeicha, Lumod Ulalame, Lishon Velasas, Olakaimus, Kaldibre, Samut, Arasavi, Hava. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, Shalom.